This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Warrior fans, brace yourselves. This one's going to hurt a little bit.
What do you mean?
Free agent center Kevon Looney has agreed to a 2-year, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans.
No!
Kevon Looney's time with the Golden State Warriors has come to an end.
Man. I mean, congrats, Kevon.
Yep.
$8 million a year. Good for you. Man, what a great player. What a great guy.
What a great guy.
But if I can just put that to the side for a minute... No! Yeah,
that's what I mean.
No, bro.
Like, I think...
Why? Sorry.
I wasn't ready for...
I'm not trying to make
light. I wasn't ready for Nancy on this one.
But
yeah.
This one hurts. It hurts.
10 years.
The 10-year Warrior?
10 years.
Time flies, man.
It really does. 10 years, a forever Warrior, a champion, and someone who never wore another jersey... And has already been through moments where it felt like he might go. And there was a lot of angst about him leaving and whatnot. But he never did. But today is the day that Kevon Looney departs the Warriors. 2 years, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. And so it's not terribly surprising. I think that we had braced ourselves. I know I had, like I think you had. We had braced ourselves for the idea that the current Warrior free agents, and I say that about the restricted ones as well. Kuminga, Looney, GP2, I was certainly mentally prepared for them to be gone. But I'll also say, from just the emotional side of Warrior fandom, this one kind of hurts the most. It's Kevon Looney. That big toothy grin and the championship rings and everything that he's always brought. Steve Kerr talking about how he rides with Kevon and how he's the heartbeat of the locker room and everything. I understand that he wasn't quite producing in terms of numbers and fit the way that the Warriors needed him to, but it doesn't matter. That's Kevon Looney. That's our guy. And now he's on another team.
That's it. And, you look at the deal and he gets $8 million a year. And so good for you, Kevon, because
yeah,
I don't think...
Absolutely.
I'm almost positive the Warriors weren't going to be able to offer him that much. And this one hurts because the more you think about Kevon in the past, it has been, well, you know, he's going to be a free agent and, you know, we'll see what offers are out there. And it had always seemed like there weren't great offers. And so Kevon came back and I looked at it this year in kind of a similar way where I didn't think that there'd be a team out there that would want to give him $8 million a year. Not that he's not worth it, because clearly he is. A team is willing to pay him $8 million a year. I'm just surprised that he got a contract this big. I'm really happy for him because he has been a grinder. He came into the league injured, and he had, you know, a lot of early ailments in his career that kind of hampered his ability. If you go back and look at him as a UCLA Bruin, like shooting the jumper and elevating, and like you wouldn't recognize the Kevon that we've seen.
Yep.
So good on you, Kevon. Really happy for the young man, but this one hurts my heart, Mark.
Couple other guys that also, just over the last handful of minutes, smaller deals that have gone down. Kevin Porter Jr. stays with the Bucks, 2 years, $11 million. Bruce Brown Jr. agrees to a one-year deal to stay with the Denver Nuggets. And again, the Denver Nuggets involved in the big trade that just went down about 10, 15 minutes ago. Michael Porter Jr. and a future first-round pick going to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Cam Johnson. And it kind of circles back to my point, like, we are at a spot where you're watching Golden State let some money go. There's Kevon Looney goes. I do think GP2 is going to go. And I do think there is going to be a deal for Jonathan Kuminga, not a contractual deal. I think that Jonathan is going to be a part of some sort of a larger sign and trade. The Warriors need to do something here. The Warriors,
like, what are you doing the past hour and 23?
Well, no, I don't mean like that, like you're on the clock. I just mean that even though I argued and Grandy and I did a couple of these shows, I remember a few months ago where it's like, man, I think people forget how good the Warriors were when after Jimmy Butler arrived. So if you play that out over a whole season, I'm like, I don't think the Warriors are that far down the list in the West, but the West has changed. And I think the Nuggets just got better. I know the Houston Rockets got a lot better. And what's the one thing that everybody would say about Oklahoma City? Even though they're winning all those games, what would people say?
Well, you never done it.
That's right.
Yep.
Talk to me when you done it. Well, now they done it. And so now you can't play but they're inexperienced. You can't do that anymore either. So the West is building itself to be even stronger, more top-heavy, if you will. And the Warriors are going to have to find a way to at least be mildly aggressive here in keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes, and you can only be so aggressive because you have two of the highest-paid players in the game, and then Draymond's making 28, so I know you don't have three guys making 30 or more, which is something that you and I have talked about you can't really do, but if you take Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, they combine make about 140, so that right there is about, you know, 40-something on the average, so you in fact do have that top-heavy of a roster, so yeah, Kevon is now officially gone. Looks like GP2 will be gone, and you have a couple of second-round draft picks, and I was listening to Evan and Goo today. And, you know, they're older guys relative to what the Warriors have done in the past. And can they come in and help you? Well, sure, they're allowed to. But yeah. Now we're getting to the point where you're better, right? And I'm taking the words out of your mouth because I'm seeing you form them.
Yeah, yeah. And Kevon gets reunited with Jordan Poole in New Orleans. And New Orleans keeps, like, they're an interesting sort of team right now. Not in terms of, like, oh, I think they're going to compete. But what are they doing? What are they doing? You got Zion still there. You know, Evan brought up earlier on the crossover, he'd love to see that be the Kuminga destination for Trey Murphy. I love Trey Murphy. I don't know if the Warriors can get their hands on him, but New Orleans is kind of like acting like O'Hare on United Airlines. Like, they're just this midpoint where, and everything kind of flies out of there right now. They're not here to win. They're here to sort of facilitate your trade or wherever you're going to go next.
That's a pretty pretty hilarious analogy. Like,
just threw that out there.
You know, because if you're flying to New York and it's not a direct, you may go through O'Hare.
You're going to go through Chicago.
Exactly. It makes sense. You know, it's kind of more than halfway, but it's on the way. And so you stop at O'Hare and you get some more fuel and you pick up some passengers.
Speaking of Chicago, and this is not me. I'm not reporting this. This is just me with tea leaves and the reading that I do. It feels to me like the two teams to watch on a Kuminga situation are the Bulls and the Heat. That's what it feels like right now.
Okay.
Bulls and the Heat. And the Bulls would definitely be a trade, and I think the Heat would too. In other words, I don't think either of them are coming for like a huge free agent offer to be made to Jonathan. But we'll see. But it sounds like those are the two teams to watch the most closely in these conversations.
Yep. I mean, and you figure if they're going to send him somewhere, you'd like to send him to the East if you could, like if everything was created equally. Yeah. If you wanted to sign and trade, you don't want to send him to Sacramento or New Orleans, a team in the West. And I'm looking at Shams, and Luke Kornet gets 4 years and $41 million with the Spurs.
Oh, wow.
So there's another big. I don't know if we needed to fire off the breaking news sounder.
That was somebody that I kind of had my eye on for the Warriors.
Yep. But again, 4 years and $41 million.
4 years.
That's too rich for the Warriors' blood, I believe, until they get a resolution with Kuminga.
Exactly. It's not too rich for the Warriors' blood if they would have this completed, and that's the problem. The problem with this, because we were, it's funny, an hour and a half ago, we're like, man, free agency goes slower than it used to. And then, boom, boom, boom. Shams has been firing these off every 3 minutes right now. So, anyway, Luke Kornet, 4 years, 41 with the San Antonio Spurs.
And that is, I mean, for the Spurs, that's a great deal because Luke Kornet is a good, solid player, and you get him for $10 million a year, 4 years of team control. And you mentioned before about OKC, and I'm just fascinated by their contract structure because they've got a lot of really good players, but Shea's making 38. Hartenstein, he makes 28, and then it's 17 for Dort, 12 for Joe, Holmgren only 13, Wiggins makes 9, Caruso 18. Those are relative bargains for like your rotational players.
Totally.
You've got a lot of really good players not making a ton of money, and so you're the Warriors with huge, huge, and really big contracts. I don't know how you go about trying to be a deep team.
You're right. Not for right now. Not for right now, they don't. And then on the other side, there's the Celtics. Are they fielding a team this year? Like, it has been nothing but exodus. Nothing but exodus.
Exodus.
I know that a couple of those guys were trades, so I know there were players, Anthony Simons and whatnot, coming back. But, you know, Kornet leaves. Jason Tatum is not going to play. Al Horford has been linked in rumors to the Warriors. Porzingis gone. Holiday gone. Wow. We're not even going to recognize the Boston Celtics next year when we see him again. It's going to be Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and a bunch of I don't know in green.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's what that's going to look like.
Can I ask you guys something?
Fire away.
So, Kevon Looney obviously will be remembered as one of the, I don't know, most memorable names in the Warriors dynasty
era. Role players, yeah.
In terms of, like, players that you or Warrior fans had an emotional connection to, is Looney only behind Steph, Clay, Dre, and Iguodala? Because I think he's fifth for me in terms of emotional connection to a player during this Steve Kerr era.
I would put him ahead of Iguodala. And it's not just because I have a slight issue. No, but honestly, if you want to talk about emotional connection, Kevon Looney is a drafted Warrior. Iguodala's not. He spent 10 years here, and he is just a lunch pail guy. Iguodala, finals MVP, hired gun, great guy, great Warrior, four-time champ. But emotionally, I have a deeper connection with Kevon Looney.
I kind of agree with you. Like, he's been a less important player, but the fact that he was homegrown, a drafted champion. Like, how many of those other guys throughout all of this can say that? How many drafted champions were there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Drafted champions.
Steph, Draymond, Clay. And Kevon. And I mean, there are others who, you know, like
James Wiseman, Patrick McCaw, Moses Moody.
No.
I mean, like, no, I mean, Grandy, he's playing right along with the bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah, Jonathan Kuminga.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, who have been here through multiple portions of the run?
Right.
That's those four guys.
Yeah, as far as I can remember, yeah.
That's those four guys.
Just quick, interesting wrinkle, a set-aside, as
we'll
you would like to say.
It was interesting.
You know that James Wiseman was one game away from getting a second ring?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's on the Pacers.
Yep. He played a game
played
for the Pacers.
And his leg blew up.
Correct.
By the way, when we talk about all those Achilles tears, no one brought him up, but go ahead and bring him up.
Well, he was the OG this season of Achilles tears.
And what is he, 24?
If that.
How old is James?
I was just looking earlier, and it's like, oh, he would have gotten a ring. He would have gotten ring number two had the Pacers been able to close that thing out.
Yeah, so. he's 24 years old.
Yep.
Ugh.
And James. I just saw something about, like, Chicago might be interested in Wiseman, and so hopefully he gets a chance to be an NBA player again.
He'll have a career. He's still an athletic seven-footer.
Sure.
But I don't think it's ever going to amount to, you know, stats and minutes and all of that, but, like, he can be on a roster. Absolutely.
Yeah, you would figure. I mean,
unless this injury rehab didn't go well. I mean, I have no idea where he's at with the whole.
Well, he's 8 or 9 months into it because it happened in October.
Right.
So, and you know, with the Achilles, it's probably 9 to 12 months, maybe even more for a bigger guy.
Sure.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there as we were talking about champs, people with rings. Patrick McCaw has 3.
Yes, he does.
Just in case you need him.
Yes, he does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.